on the Gemara, Alma Kesavri, Ti Asa Liknois. That it's not nice to warn your wife, you should not do it L'chatchila. By warning your wife, either in front of two Edim, or else telling even privately, I don't want you to be seen with that man, you're just going to cause problems. So therefore, like we learned before, like the Dirk from our Mishnah was, our Mishnah says, Hamakana, if you warn your wife, if you did it, but at the beginning you should not do it. And we saw that the Rambam says, what you're supposed to do is, if you have any jealousy of your wife, you should talk to her privately and nicely. Don't go and warn or accuse her, just talk it over nicely to try and help her out. Then if that doesn't help, then it could be there's a mitzvah to be mekana her. But at the beginning, though, it's also to warn your wife, because you're just going to cause problems. But according to the man d'yama that says no, there is a man d'yama that says muta, you're allowed to warn your wife. So according to him, ma'u lashon kinui, what's this lashon of kinui? Like according to them, kinui means you're going to cause people to get angry or to have fights. So of course you should not do that. If you hold you're allowed to, like it's a mitzvah to mekana your wife. So what is this lashon of kinui? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, ein kinui al lashon asra. According to this man d'yama, kinui means warning. Like you're just warning your wife, and nothing's wrong with that. You're allowed to warn your wife. V'cheinu waim is a pasuk in Yoel that also that says v'cheinu waim v'yakana Hashem liyatzoi, that Hashem like warned the people living in his lands. That's called hasra. So Mar says Tanya hoyra meyer waimer. The Meir used to say like this: Adam oivra avera b'seiser. Sometimes a person does an avera, something wrong, hiddenly. That means he thinks nobody knows about it. But v'yakarish baruch hu machriz olav v'golui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pronounces it in front of everybody, that people will find out about it. And Rashi learns it's going on the wife, that's a Saita. And Rashi says, Adam Ayver is going Isha Prutza Ayveras Besaisa. Sometimes a wife, that's Prutza, goes with other men, maybe she'll live with the man Besaisa hiddenly, and nobody knows about it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machris Begoli. So Rashi says, Shenoisen Belev Baila, Hashem puts into the heart of the husband, Likanais Lo, to warn her. The Adover Mispars to Megoloi, and she does it in front of two Edim, so people are going to start talking about it, that this man had to warn his wife, because most probably she's a Prutza, so everybody's going to find out about it. Shenem the Pasuk says, the over all of Ruach Kina, that's going to pass over the husband, a Ruach, a spirit of kin of jealousy. So we dash in Vienna Avera Loshen Achroza. The Loshen of Avera passing by means the Loshen of pronouncing it, Achroza. Shenem the Pasuk says, by Yitzav Moshe commanded, by Yaviru Kol B'machna, and they let the curl go out in the machna. So see, Loshana by Yaviru means to proclaim it, to pronounce it, people should know about it. Here also, the overall of Ruach Kina means Hashem is going to proclaim it, everybody's going to know about it, that this Isha is a Saita. Resh Lakish Shom Resh Lakish says, Ein Adam Oiver Avera Limkem Nichnas Baruashtus, that a person cannot do an Avera unless the ruach of spirit of shtus, of a silly, what do you call shtus, of nonsense, unless a spirit of nonsense went into you. In other words, when a person is using his normal mind, how could you do a chet? You know there's a Kodesh Baruch who created you, you know Hashem, the Melech, is telling you don't do it, so how can you do it? The only way you could do something against Hashem is because you're becoming silly, you're becoming ruach shtus. And Shenema, that's the smart light from this pasuk, this parsha of Saitam, that the parsha of Saitam starts off, the Torah says, Ish, ish, ki sishte ishtoi. That means where sishte ishtoi, his wife goes away and does something wrong. But tishte ksiv, it's a lashon of tishte, like she became a shoita. In other words, how come the wife became a shoita? How did she do this to go live with a man? Only because she became like a shoita. She had nonsense, came into her, and because of that, the Yetzirah could get into her. Tana Dever Rabbi Yishmoel. Dever Rabbi Yishmoel would learn like this. Mifnei ma heminu Torei dechot b'soita. How come the Torah believed in dechot by soita? That we said before, and dechot is believed that after a husband warns his wife, and now if an dechot said that he saw them living together, should we believe him 100%? And she's also now vadai, on that she can't live with husband anymore. It's not even a suffix, it's not a doubt, it's a vadai. Why? So we say, Shuraglayim Ladover, there's like pretty much evidence, pretty much proof here, to say that it's probably true that she did live with that man. Sharei kinalo finisteru. Because first the husband warned her, and then she was alone with that man, so must probably she lived with him. And you have a neidechud now saying that she lived with that man, so that's a good reason to believe the eidechud. Even though usually by halacha of arroyos, we don't leave one eid, we always need two eidim. Halacha of kedushin, gerushin, you always need two eidim, you don't believe in eidechud. Here we believe in eidechud, a new svara, sharaglayim ladavar. There's a new svara to say that after the husband warned her. So then, if we find her alone with that man, or an eidechud says they live together, there's good reason to believe the eidechud. That's why here the Torah says to believe the eidechud. Oma le'rav papal abaya. For hakik siva kina basa stira v'tomudik siva. When the Torah says the word of kina, when the husband warned her, it says it after the psukim talk about that she was found alone and lived with that man. So it would be mashma that she becomes also even before there was kina, the husband warned her. Gemara says no. Amalei v'over. That's what the pasuk says. V'over olav ruach kina. That means ukvar over. It means it happened before already. Even though the pasuk talks about it later, but it means, of course, that the husband beforehand first warned his wife, and then she was found alone or tuma with that man. So Marius Elamayat is so v'over lachem kol chalutz. That's what it says by the neigor of Neiruven that you all went over the people that are armed for the mechama. Hochinami, you want to say there also means they went before. It's not true. So Gemara says, Hossam over there can't mean before. It means in the future. Midichsir, because the pasuk over there says, V'nich b'shoros l'fnei Hashem, that first they'll go to conquer Eretz Yisrael, to fight and win it over. V'yachat teshuvu, and then first b'nei God of Reuven will come back to live on the Eivra Yardin. Mashmad labu, over there it means in the future tense. Abul Hoch over here, if you want to say the way the Torah says it, if you want to say the pasuk is talking about that first you found your wife alone with that man, and there's an eidechud saying your wife lived with that man. So if that's true, how could the pasuk later say and then the husband warns his wife? It's like too late. What do you need the warning for? So here for sure the pasuk means it's not in the right place, but it means that she warned him before. That first the husband warns his wife, and then she's found to be with that man. Tona deveri Rabbi Yishmael. In deveri Rabbi Yishmael we learned, Einodo mekana liyishtoi, elimke nichnasa baruch. A man does not warn his wife, give his wife kino, unless some type of a spirit goes into him. So it's a shayla, what type of ruach does it mean? A good ruach or a bad ruach? We'll soon see. But it doesn't shenema, because the pasuk says, v'ovar olav ruach kino. That it goes past him the spirit of kina, and then the kina sishtoi, and then he first warns his wife. But mashma, some type of a spirit has to come into him. So now the Gemara asks, my ruach, what type of a spirit is coming into him? Rabbona namri ruach tuma. It's a bad ruach, a bad spirit. A ruach of tuma is coming into him. Rav Ashi Yama no ruach tyre. It's a good ruach, good spirit. Like Rashi says, she soin es apritzus, that he can't take the way his wife is becoming a poritz, that she's hanging around with the men too much. So therefore, it's a ruach tyre to purify his wife, to purify himself, to make sure his wife did not live with the man. The Mar says now, mistavra, the svara goes that the reasoning goes, command the Yama ruach tyre. That must probably it's a good thing to do. That what went into him now is a spirit of tyre. The Tanya we learned, V'kinas ishtoi rishus, Dibur Rabbi Yishmael. That's what the Pasuk says, V'kinas ishtoi, that means it's up to the husband, if he wants to, yes, if not, not. Rabbi Kiva vay mechoiva, Rabbi Kiva says, no, there's a choiv, like there's a mitzvah to do it. So now, Iyam rit bishlei meruach tayra, if you want to say what the Pasuk says, a ruach, a spirit goes into the husband, and therefore either it's a choiv, he should do it, or he's allowed to do it. It's good if it's a ruach tyre, if it's a good spirit that went into you, that's something good to do, shapir. Eli yamrit, but if you want to tell me, Eli yamrit, that ruach tuma, that it's a bad spirit that came into him, says so, reshus v'chayva, how could there be a permission to do it, or an obligation to do it, le'yulei, le'inish, ruach tuma b'nafshei? Is it a svar the Torah's giving you a chayv, an obligation, to put the spirit of tuma, something dead inside you? Therefore, it's mustavra to say that when a person does give like this kina, it's a good spirit, the ruach of Tyra. like it's siyata d'shemaya, like Hashem is helping you along and telling you to go give kina. So it could be, it's not a theory to what we had before. Before we said, right away you should not run to warn your wife. First try and talk it over nicely, privately with your wife, in a nice way. But if you see that doesn't help, then it could be there's a chayv upon you to make your wife into a saita, to warn her. Kufa, before we just learned.
All right, turn over.
Your goof ups, we just learned that what the Pasuk says, Vikine es ishtoi, Rishus. That the Pasuk says, Vikino, it doesn't mean you have to, it means you're allowed to. If a husband wants to, he could warn his wife. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Roime Chayv, no, it's a Chayv, it's an obligation, you have to. That's one machlokes. There's another machlokes, the Pasuk says, Lo Yitama. It says also what in the Parsha Kayin, that he's not allowed to be Metama to a mace. But to his own kroivim, he's allowed to. Says Lashon of lo yitama. To her, that's to your sister, you're allowed to be matama. So again, rishus. That means if a kohen wants to, he's allowed to take care to bury your sister. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. If you have a kiva or a mechayv, a kiva says no. The Torah means to say it's a mitzvah. The kohen has to take care of his sister. Then another pasuk says, li'olam b'hem tavoidu. If you have an eved kenani, the pasuk says you're supposed to work with him forever. Never free him. So again, Rishus, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel says, no, it's your permission, if you want to work with him forever. But if you want to free him, you're allowed to. Rabbi Akiva Roi Mechayva, no, it's an obligation. You have to keep your Eved Kanani Le'olam. It's an Issa to free him. So three machlokes in here, if the Torah means a permission, if you want to, the Torah means, no, you have to do it. Omar Le Rav Papa L'Abaya, so Rav Papa said back to Abaya, V'yamrlo and some say Rav Meshashi L'Rova. Lema, let's say Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, the Chol HaTorah Kula, Hachi Pligi. Maybe it's a machlokes called Torah Kula like this: that Rabbi Yishmael is the one that says it's always a rishus, and Rabbi Kiva is the one that says it's a chayva. Tamar Omer rishus, Tamar Omer chayva. Maybe it's a machlokes all over. Gemara says no. Omalei Hacha V'Kroi Pligi. No, there's a special machlokes only in these three places out the special psukim. But could be other places that's not the machlokes. Rashi says, B'chol HaTorah maybe means, B'chol Eseh Sheva Torah, any Eseh in the Torah. Him came in L'cha Mitzvah Aseh L'Rabbi Shmuel Chayva. And the Morze asked the Kash, the Kura, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there should never be a Mitzvah Aseh. Any Mitzvah Aseh just means, if you want to do it, do it. Like taking Luluf, just means if you want to, yes, if not, not. So maybe that's Pshat Rabbi Shmuel. The Morze says no. It's only in these three places does Rabbi Shmuel say it's a rishus, it's up to you. But of course he agrees all other mitzvahs in the Torah, when the Torah says the mitzvahs are say, it means an obligation. You have to do it. Only here they argue in the psukim. Why? The pasuk says, V'kino yasishto rishus, divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva roi mechayva. So the pasuk says, now my time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel svara? Sov alohi yod ki hai tana, at this tana. The tana you will learn. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov oimah. Kalafi Sham Ratira. Since we know the Torah says, Loi sister Sakhika Bavavecho, you're not allowed to hate your brother, another Jew. You're not allowed to hate in your heart even. Is Yochel, I would have thought to say Kagainzu, maybe here also, when you see your wife like it's flirting with other men and it bothers you, maybe you're not allowed to hate your wife, you're not allowed to do anything about it. Therefore the Apostle has to tell us, Talmud Laimano, the overall of Ruach Kina of Akinya Sishtoi. That the Pasuk has to give you permission here. That if you want to warn your wife and be jealous and be angry at her, here you're allowed to. So only over here do we say it's permission. But of course, other places, when a terrorist says to do something, it means the chayv you have to. If you have a keeper says no. Kina achrinuk said, there's another kina to tell us, one is only rishus, but the second one is for a chayv, that you have to warn your wife. If you have Yishmael, what does Yishmael do with the second bikino? He holds, I did the boy lemichtav, he mitzmor, vi loy mitzmor, ksiv nami bikino sishtoi. Since it has to repeat itself anyway, to say, what's the loch if she's tomei, or what's the loch if she's not tomei, so the pasuk repeats itself the word kino also. And look at the tone of the very Yishmael, like the very Yishmael we learned. The tone of the Rabbi Shmuel, we learned in the base of Edrish, or Rabbi Shmuel, that kol pasha shenemra. If you had a pasha that says in one place, finishness, and it repeats itself a second time in the Torah. It's possible, even though the Torah repeats the parsha a second time, the whole parsha, even though we only need for one little chiddush, that's the way the Torah does it. In other words, once the Torah has to repeat itself to say a chiddush, it can repeat the whole parsha over again. See here also, it repeats itself for tumah, even though it says the word kina a second time. If Shmuel holds, there's no drasha from the word kina. That's the way the Torah talks. So kitas only machlekes over here if it's a reshus or a tzachayta. Fight. The next machlokes was the pasuk says by koyein lo yitama. He's allowed to be matama to his sister. So Rabbi Shmuel holds reshus. Div Rabbi Shmuel. Rekiva why mechayva? Why is the machlokes over here? My time with Rabbi Shmuel. Why does he hold here? It's only permission if you want to. And Tosfos speaks out what it means by reshus is that if you're oisik in something else, another mitzvah, you don't have to do this mitzvah. It's only reshus. You could push it off for a good excuse. So why does he hold this only reshus? So it's like this. I need this. This is the pasuk says, "Em or yela kohanim b'nei Aaron fi yamater aleihem lenefesh lo yitame biyomov." That's the parsha of Emor that you have to tell the kohanim they have their special mitzvah. They are not allowed to come in contact with the mace. They're not allowed to become tamei. So therefore, I would have thought to say to your sister also not. His itzrach lemichtav lo yitame. I need a pasuk to say, you know, by your sister it's not that way. By your sister, if you want to take care of her kfura, you're allowed to. But it doesn't mean you have to, it just means you're allowed to. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Michi im l'sheira nafkalo. From another pasuk we learned it out. Im l'sheira nafkalo, that from yom mishpacha you're allowed to. So therefore when it says, lo yitama lomli, why do I need the pasuk lo yitama for? L'chayva. To say that you have to take care of the kfura, it's a mitzvah, you have to. We have Yishmael lo metam. What does it do with the word lo yitama? V'yein metam li evareh for a new type of a drasha. That you can't be metama to evorim. That means Rachmanis says if she has leprosy and the evorim fall off her. So even though Eva Menachai is metama, but a kohen is not allowed to be metama for that. If a sister, if your kohen sister, her arm falls off, a kohen is not allowed to take care of the kfura. He can't bury just her arm. That's this pasuk of lo yitama v'yein metam li evareh. You can only take care of your whole sister, but just to take care of her parts, you can't. So therefore, there's only one person to say it's a reshus, it's not called a chayva. The Gemara says,